I'm happy to be here this morning. It has been long since I have ministered here in Hillcrest, but I want to thank God for this wonderful opportunity that was given to me by Pastor Brian to come and share the Word of God. And I bring greetings also from Molweni. Our scripture this morning comes from the book of Genesis, chapter number 8. Genesis chapter 8, reading from verse number 15. Then God said to Noah, "Come out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons and their wives. Bring out every kind of living creature that is with you, the birds, the animals, and all the creatures that move along the ground, so they can multiply on the earth and be fruitful and increase in number upon it." So Noah came out together with his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives, all the animals and all the creatures that move along the ground, all the birds, everything that moves on the earth came out of the ark, one kind after another. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord, and taking some of all the clean animals and clean birds, he sacrificed burnt offerings on it. The Lord smelled the pleased aroma and said in his heart, "Never again will I curse the ground because of men, even though every inclination of his heart is evil from childhood. And never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done." Shall we pray? Father, I want to thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Father, I pray, Lord, that, Lord, even as I minister to your people, Father, also pray that you minister to me. Holy Spirit, come and take over. Speak to our lives this morning. Transform us through your power. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I've entitled my sermon this morning, "After the Storm." And let me give a little background of what I have read this morning. As we go to the book of Genesis, we saw that God created man in his image. And when God created man in his image, God wanted to have a relationship with man. And as God wanted to have a relationship with man, then we found that in the Bible, men became evil. And when men became evil, they wanted to take all the glory to themselves. And the Bible says it grieved God that why did he make man in his image? And God said, "I'm going to destroy all mankind." So as God was going to destroy all mankind, then the Bible says God looked down and he saw Noah. And when he saw Noah, the Bible says Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Which means God said, "I will not destroy Noah and his kindred because Noah found favor." And after that, the Bible says God told Noah to build an ark. And Noah did build an ark and even shared with people, but no one took heed of his word. But the third, maybe Noah, what he's saying is just coming from his mind. Until Noah finished to build the ark, the Bible says Noah entered into the ark. There's something which I like about this story. When Noah and his family and his children and all his the wives of his children, when he entered the ark, the Bible says Noah is not the one who closed the door. It was God who closed the door. And as I was looking at that, there was a purpose why God closed the door. Because God knew, because of what was happening, Noah was maybe going to be kind. And then Noah was even going to open the door for other people to come inside. But God was saying, "I've given time to repent. I've given time with my grace and mercy that they'll make their record right." Therefore, God said, "All is well now," and God closed the door. And if you read the word of God very carefully, you see that the Bible says nobody in the ark knew what was happening outside. Neither the people outside did not know what was happening in the ark. So as Noah entered into the ark, I believe Noah was in the presence of God. And as he was in the presence of God, he was enjoying the intimacy with God. He was having a good relationship with God, good time with God, quality time with God, God ministering to him, imparting in him, so that when Noah comes out of the ark, Noah will be a different man altogether, together with his family. And the Bible says, as the rain came upon the earth, all people died. And as I looked at why all these people died, because God was saying to Noah, he was cutting ties with Noah with all the people in the world, because God wanted to begin with Noah. God was now making a people who were peculiar. God was making a people who were holy. God was making people who would stand with him and abide by his principles and his statutes. So the Bible says all the people who were outside the ark of Noah, they perished. And all the animals which were also outside, they perished. What only remained was the things which were in the ark. Noah and the animals that were chosen and came into the ark. So after that, now, what happened? The Bible says, as we read, that when Noah had finished to do everything and he was in the ark, the story which we read now, God now came to Noah after the flood, after everything has been done. That's now when he was speaking, he was saying, after the storm, what do we do? I was looking even in the lives which we live today. I don't believe that there's somebody who will come to me and say, Watson, my life is well, everything is fine with me, having a good life. Even they've got good life, even though you might have money, you might have a home, you might have children, you might have a good job, but there are things which might be bothering you each and every time. And we are saying those things are called storm. Some of us, we have lost loved ones. Some of us, we have lost jobs. Some of us, we have lost homes. Some of us, we have lost business. There are things which are happening in our lives. When we look back, we don't want to go there. Sometimes we say, I'm done. I think I'm finished. You can even want to make a prayer and say, Lord God, take me now, because I think I'm fed up with this world. There where you are now, we are saying you are facing a storm. But as you are facing a storm, what are you going to do? What is the storm taking you to? Are you going to dwell in that storm? Are you going to live in that storm and say, God, here I am. I'm just waiting to die and come to you because I can't bear this. The Bible says when the storm was over, God himself, remember, is the one who closed the door on the ark. Now after the storms, he comes to Noah and he opened the door and he said to Noah, come out of the boat. You, your family, and all the animals. And Noah came out of the boat. And when he came out of the ark, now Noah is there. I would believe that when Noah saw everything was new, all the friends were gone. All those people whom he used to visit, they were no longer there. It's now Noah and his family. There's no one else. And I would believe when that time, when Noah came out of the ark, maybe if it was me, I would say, okay, now what do I do? I need to build bridges. I need to build a wall. I need to secure myself because maybe this thing might happen again. But Noah did not have that mentality. Why? Because he believed God and he waited upon the Lord. And the Bible says after that storm, when he came out, he did not even want like say, okay, wow, this is a new world. Now I'm the chief. Now I'm in charge, I'm in control. And then he started to give maybe laws and regulations to his children, even to his sons' wives and whatever, and say, now I'm the boss. But he never said that. The Bible says as soon as he entered out of the ark, there's one thing which he remembered. He said, it's God who made me to be secure. It's God who protected me. It's God who made me to live even after this storm. When everybody else is gone, here I am, I'm standing. It's not by power nor by might, but it's by the Spirit of God. It's not that I'm worthy before God, but I'm nothing before God. And he said, now because God has secured me, what am I supposed to do? The Bible says he went and he built an altar for God. That was a time of worship. Giving thanksgiving after the storm. We are saying when things have gone wrong to you, don't look at people. Otherwise, it's God who is making you to cut ties with those people. Never mind about the social media. Today, if it was Noah's time, maybe Noah would just go on WhatsApp, maybe go on his status, maybe go on Twitter, and say, guys, listen, everything is gone. I'm left alone. I'm the champion. I'm the king. Because I saved the mighty God, and look, God has seen me, and my life is worth a living. But Noah didn't do that. Today, social media has destroyed us.
When we are in the storm, we don't seek God. We don't build altars. The first thing we do, we go on social media and we preach the storm which we are undergoing. And we have neglected God. But the Bible says, Noah, after the storm, after God told him to come out of the ark, he built an altar. What is an altar? An altar is a place of sacrifice. Noah sacrificed to God. Why did he sacrifice to God? He sacrificed to God because he was saying, Father, I want to thank you for securing my life. I want to thank you for choosing me. I want to thank you for preserving me and my family. So he built an altar of sacrifice. Neither was it just an altar of sacrifice. The Bible says he took animals, not only animals, but he chose animals which were clean. And when he chose those animals which are clean, he brought them before God and he offered to God as a sacrifice. What was Noah doing? Noah was giving the best which God has given him. We are saying even today when we go to the altar of sacrifice, it's not only money that we give to God. We also need to give our time, quality time to God. What time are you giving to God? What service are you giving to God? What are you bringing before God for saving you? What are you bringing before God because God has loved you in these times of hardship where things are, the world is even going in recession, but God has given you the life which is worth living and you are enjoying. What sacrifice are you bringing before God? Noah knew that it was God. And because of that, he made a sacrifice to God. And also it took a clean heart and a clean conscience for Noah to know that I need to give to God. And when Noah offered to God, the Bible says God smelled his sacrifice. Verse 2 said, the Lord smelled the pleasing aroma and said in his heart, never again will I curse the ground. We are saying when you give your offering, when you give a sacrifice to God, with a clean heart, it invites the presence of God. It doesn't matter where God is. It doesn't matter why, like you feel that God is away from you. You have got a distance between you and God. But I'm saying the moment you give a sacrifice which is meaningful to God, God will hear and God will come to you. The Bible says God smelled. And when God smelled, God did not just smell and say, okay, I can smell a good aroma. Yeah, it's nice. Noah, you did a good thing. No. But the Bible says after God smelled that, God made a covenant with Noah. I'm saying this morning, as you offer your sacrifice to God, as you build an altar for God, as you come in a close relationship with God, God will not keep quiet. But God will come down to you. And God will also make a covenant with you. And God said to Noah, never again will I destroy man. Even though man is evil, but I will not destroy him. Why? Because God was saying, because Noah, you did a right thing. After coming from the storm, you did not want to secure things for yourself. You did not want to build a castle for yourself. You did not want to protect yourself. You did not want to put a hedge around you. But what you did, you came to me first. And because of that, I will protect you. Sometimes you look in this life and find that people, we are busy making things to protect ourselves. We are afraid of losing things. We live in this world full of fear of tomorrow. When we get in a storm, we are full of fear. We are afraid. We don't know how we are going to get out of that storm. We don't know how the next minute we are going to live. We are afraid. But here I'm to give you an advice and to exhort you, brothers and sisters, to say we need to hold on to God. Noah knew that God was with him. Noah knew that when I give to God, God in turn is going to reach out to me. Noah, when he gave an offering, God gave him an answer. What is your first response when you get out of the storm? What is your first response? I remember last week, I traveled to Zim to go and look after my brother who was not feeling well. And when I got there, I met one of my friends who led me to Christ. And he welcomed me. We had a good time together. We had fellowship with him. And little do I know that that was the last time to see him. And when I came back home from Zimbabwe, a day later, I received a message that my friend of mine is gone, is no more. And then I was starting to think, what does it mean? Why? How? Why did it happen? Why him? And he's so young. You know, in that state, sometimes you get confused. And it's so easy to get lost. But when you depend and rely on God in such a moment, you build an altar of worship. So I'm saying, whenever we face things which becomes like storms in our lives, build an altar before God. I remember the children of Israel. The Bible says they went to the battle. And there were the Philistines, there were the Israelites. They built the battle camp. And the Bible says every morning, Goliath would come out and he would shout, you speak all insults against the God of Israel. But because the Israelites who were chosen, they were afraid. But the Bible says one guy came and he was just a small boy and his name is David. And when he came there, he saw Goliath and Goliath was busy insulting the God of Israel. And then he was moved and he said, what's happening here? Why are you leaving this man doing like this? Because David knew his God and knew that even though this is a storm, but we can overcome this. But we don't overcome this by our power, by our strength. But we overcome this by the power which comes from God. And because David has built his altars on God and he had worshipped God and he relied on God, he said, I will take out this man. We are saying some storms, they come as big. When we look at them, we find like there's no way to get out of this storm. But I'm saying this afternoon, what is needed? When we are there, we need to come down to our senses and build an altar and offer a sacrifice to God and pray to God. Have a time of worship. When God receives our worship after the storm, God will make a covenant with us. God will make a promise. What is it that we are facing today? I know the world of today has got many challenges in it. But with God, all things are possible. God received the offering of Noah. And when he smelled from above, God liked and God blessed Noah. The other thing is, I look unto Noah, when he went to give that offering to God, Noah went to the altar with the right attitude. The attitude which we go with before the altar of the Lord is the attitude which God looks at. This morning our kids were singing that man looks at the outside, but God looks in the inside. So when you go for worship, God will not just look at your lips or the way you clap or your body stature. But God is going to look inside the heart. What is your attitude towards worship? What are you doing as they are saying you are worshiping God? What is your attitude? We don't go to God because we want blessings. We want to God because we want to be more like him. We want to have a relationship with God. So I'm saying our attitude counts as we go before God. So when God looked at Noah, he saw his attitude. That even Noah was sorry for his sins. Noah was sorry for what happened. And Noah went to thank God for what God has done for him. That God, you have protected me. You have protected my family. You have chosen this family for a purpose. Therefore, God, I offer a sacrifice unto you that I was not even worthy to live at that particular moment. But because of your grace, now I live. Therefore, I come in worship to adore you, to glorify your name because of what you have done for me. So when we come to worship, God also looks at our attitude. What is the attitude? In order for God to cut a covenant, God looks at the attitude. When God looks at our heart today, what is God seeing in our hearts? When God looks into our lives today, what is God seeing in our lives? What are our priorities? I always minister in Molweni to my brethren there. You know, when it's very, very hot, we have got, our number becomes low. People, they do not want to move in the sun. And when it's very, James is laughing because he knows it. When it's very cold, our numbers are low. When it's raining, our numbers are low. So I even asked the question to them. I said, okay, which weather do you want to come to church? Rain or sun or cold? They don't know which weather is best for them to worship God. So we're saying God looks at the attitude. So I told them the attitude. We were brought up in Zimbabwe whereby even if it's raining, you have to go to church where they've got a raincoat or you don't have an umbrella. You have to go to church. And the other thing which raised us, because like if you don't go to church, make sure that Sunday there's no lunch. So you have to go to church. But you see, the attitude was wrong. But the action was right. So we are saying God looks at the attitude. What is it that moves you to worship God? What is it that moves you? Are you worshiping God because you are afraid to lose something? Are you worshiping God so that your neighbors say, no, this man is a good man. He goes to church every Sunday. Are you going to church because you are devoted to God? Are you coming to worship because you have got the right attitude where you want to give a sacrifice to God so that when God smells it, when God hears it, God will answer and God will give you results? What is it that is pushing you to worship God? Noah had a testimony because of what has happened. Others have died because of the flood. But Noah was saved. Noah was there. And he said, God, I want to thank you for giving me this life. I want to thank you. So this morning, we are saying a place of worship is a place where we get close to God. A place where we develop our relationship with God. A place where we go to say we want to give thanksgiving to God. A place where we go and give a right offering at the right time for God, for what he has done for us. An altar is also a place to know the timing when to offer to God. Because when Noah came out of the ark, he did not do anything, but first he did build an ark. We go to the children of Israel, when they were delivered from Egypt, when they were going to the promised land, the Bible says after they crossed Jordan River, the first thing which they did with their leader, they built an altar to thank God. And when they built an altar, they offered a sacrifice to God and they offered to God, they praised to God, they had a relationship with God. They started to build their relationship with God. And also at the altar, it was a time for them to hear the next step which God is taking them to. The next level which God wants them to be. What they are supposed to do at that particular moment. And the Bible says even their children, they were asking, what is this? And they said, we are building an altar because it's a resemblance and also a remembrance of what God has done for us. So I think the moment we get out of every situation, let us build an altar to God. Because when we build an altar to God, that's where we inquire of the Lord. Even David, that time when he came and he saw that all his men were being captured and all the women were gone. And David said, now what do I do? The Bible says David took an airport and he inquired of the Lord. Why did you take an airport? Because it was a time for him to have a moment with God. It was like building an altar, a place of inquiry. To inquire and to know what is the next step, what is the next move. So this morning, as I encourage us, it's when we get out of the storm, what do we do? How do we react? My encouragement is to us is, let us build an altar for the Lord. And when we build an altar for the Lord, that's the moment when we come close to God, when we come one-on-one with God. And when we come one-on-one with God, God will give us a way. God will map a way out or a way forward for us. Because when we come from the storm, sometimes we are confused. We don't know what to do. I remember when my father passed away. And we went and we buried him. And I had never had somebody so close to me dying in my life. And when we buried him, I came home, we're sitting there. The other day, I was just thinking that maybe one day my father would just walk in and say, Watson, I was just resting. Here I am. And it took me time to put my mind together to say, he's no more. So I find that very time, it's a confusing moment. You don't know what to do. You don't know whether you're going or you're coming. You don't know whether you're standing or you're sitting. You don't know whether you're still living or you're not living. But I'm saying that particular moment is the right time to put an altar and trust in God and say, God, I have come to the end of the road. I have come to a time whereby I don't know what to do and I don't know where to go. But I believe that as much as you live, I'll also live. Because my life is in you. So we are saying this morning, let's put our lives in Christ. Let's get rooted in God. And when we get rooted in God, even if whatever type of storm comes, we will not be moved. We will never be moved. I always look into my life and I see different storms which I've undergone. My other storm is like, for me being here in South Africa, I was supposed to be in Zim. But I ran away for my life. And I didn't know when I'm going to South Africa, what am I going to do? Where am I going to live? What am I going to eat? Where am I going to stay? Who is going to be next close to me? I didn't have anyone. But when I came, I just said, God, I'm going. But you know my life is in you. And when I build an altar, here I am today ministering the word of God. My friend, let me tell you, when a storm comes, that's not the end of you. But a storm is there to take you to the next level whereby you are going to give God glory and honor. So allow storms to come. When storms come, don't be despair. Don't cry. Wait. Find yourself. Look unto God. Call God. And God will give you direction. A storm is not there to kill you. But a storm is there as a milestone to take you to the next step. A storm is a challenge. And when you get out of the storm, you are refined. You are fine. And you know, and when you look back, you can say, if God has taken me out of that storm, even this storm which I'm facing now, I know and I believe that I can also walk out of this. Noah, when he built an ark, and when God heard him, and when God sensed the smell, and God came down and made a covenant, we are saying the same thing to us today. When we pray to God, when we are in a storm, when we call God, God will answer. And God will never leave us nor forsake us. But God will come for us and God will take us to the next challenge. Challenges will always remain there. There's no way we will run away from challenges. But this morning, I'm saying, when we get into a challenge, when we get into a storm, what is our first reaction? Whom do we first tell? Do we run to our friends? Do we run to the church? Do we run to the pastor? But my answer to you is, run to God first before you go to your friend. Shall we pray? Father, we want to thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your word. And thank you, Lord, for ministering to us. Father, we pray that many of us, Lord, we might even be facing storms this morning. But Father, we come before you, O God, as we build an altar, as we come to a place of worship and sacrifice. Father, we lift our lives to you, O God, that these storms, Lord, which we are facing, these storms, Lord, which are coming, Lord, even wanting to destroy our lives, Father, we pray that, Lord, you stand with us. And Lord, you help us, Lord, to come out of these storms because of your love, your mercy, and your grace. Thank you this morning, Lord, for the hearts you have touched. And thank you, Lord, even Father, for giving us, Lord, a way forward. That, Lord, will be able, Lord, to come out of these storms and to glorify your name. Father, we thank you, we give you glory. Continue, Lord, to be our guide. Continue, Lord, to be our shepherd. Continue, Lord, to open ways and doors for us, O God, that, Father, will be able to go out and stand. We bless you this morning. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.